everybody. Welcome to ODOTCO Coliseum here in Oakland, California, as we are just about set for today's game, the Denver Broncos on the road to face the Oakland Raiders.
All week long, the Broncos preached that they didn't care Oakland had an 0-8 record.
Protection is good. Peyton floats one in the middle over the head of and intercepted.
And for the first third of the game, the Raiders didn't play like an 0-8 team.
Expects the blitz, gets it. Ball deflected, and it will be intercepted inside the 20.
Testing out a new offensive line, the Broncos' offense struggled early. Batted balls and penalties stalled any sort of real momentum. And Oakland turned a pair of Peyton Manning interceptions into points.
We were making a lot of mistakes, very uncharacteristic. The penalties came up again, and we struggled with that throughout the season.
First quarter, we had a lot of penalties. Although we were scoring field goals, just our expectations is, end every possession with a touchdown possibly. We didn't do that, and we killed a lot of drives.
I think, all the mistakes that were being made early, were correctable. The first turnover was just not a good play on my part. The second one was a really incredible play by Tuck. It's probably a play that you're going to throw again and just give him a lot of credit.
But then the game shifted just before halftime.
Bounces around, pumps once, throws under duress. That ball caught and intercepted by Bradley Roby.
Rookie Bradley Roby gave the Broncos a chance at the time, down 10-6. And over the next 14 game minutes, Manning took over, scoring 28 unanswered points and leading to an eventual Raider rout, 41-17.
That's what turnovers do. When you get a turnover, it gives the offense a better field position, gives them momentum. It's all about momentum, So when we got that pick, we got momentum, we just kept it up from there.
I mean, when you're a rookie, man, they're gonna go at you all game, man. So you have to be tested, and when you're playing, he's playing opposite of me and Talib, so he's gonna get some action, but I feel like he's responding well. When they are trying to go at him, he's making them pay too.
It was just about us, We struggled early. We got to kill some of the penalties. There's a lot of things that we can learn off this tape, just like a lot of things we learned off the last tape when we lost to New England. So we got to continue to get better every day and get to work tomorrow and get ready to go.
Peyton drops to throw, loads it up, home run ball, Sanders right sideline. Emmanuel Sanders is there, and Denver's got a touchdown.
All week we had a bad taste in our mouth. That Patriots game was definitely embarrassing. It's something that we don't want to go through again, obviously, the rest of the season. So, to come in versus an Oakland team, a division team, and leave with a win, it feels really good.
We just needed to win.
Yeah.
We know that we will make big plays and we'll have big games with big point spread, but what we needed to do is get a win, get back on track, and start working towards, where we want to be in a couple months.
It's a good win on the road. It's a division game. Like I said, we were able to kind of overcome a slow start offensively and do some good things and get a win on the road. Just a win on the road in the division, you'll take it any day of the week.
In a season full of records for Peyton Manning, he broke one more on Sunday at ODOTCO Coliseum. With his 5 touchdown passes, he passed Drew Brees for the most games anyone's ever thrown, 5 scores. Again, he said that it was a great day, the offense got back on track, but everyone here mattered most about the win. At ODOTCO Coliseum, I'm Chris Hall for Broncos TV.